International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Never.
Not happening, Joey.
Ain't doing
it. Oh, I love that theme song.
It is a good theme song. I like
it. I was going to wear my AC/DC 50th anniversary shirt that I got 2 weeks ago tonight in honor of them. But my Wrexham hat came. I remember last week I was talking about Wrexham.
Yeah.
Great TV show. And my new t-shirt came, and they're both charcoal gray and red. So I wanted to be like a total fashionista.
Well, how come you guys have hats and I don't have a hat?
You never wear a hat.
You got a tie in hair.
I got my Tyson Ranch hat. That's what I wear. My Tyson Ranch hat.
Show the people how you fix your hair in the morning, Rick. Here's a tie in. There you go.
That's it.
Done. He's done.
Well, that's, you know, when you're one of these guys, that's all you gotta do.
Oh, you go.
I'm Irish. I ain't got anything like that. Anyway, hello and welcome to Off Hook Radio 2.0 for May 2nd.
2023.
That's her. And I want to thank everybody for joining us. And for those of you who just listened to our network live or our podcast later, you miss a lot without seeing the video. I mean, other than seeing Rick's handsome actor face, you miss half the jokes.
Yeah.
So, where should they be going, Slim?
Well, yeah. So if you're listening on one of the streaming networks, like, well, not Spotify, but you know, any one of the other streaming networks, you're missing the video. So go to Rumble after the show is over, and Rumble is where you can get all of our podcasts or video casts, as we call them, and watch the show instead of just listen. But
rumble.offhookradio.com
takes you right to our page on Rumble, and you can watch the show. So,
and a lot of you people have YouTube on your TVs. Just open your YouTube app on your TV and type in Off the Hook Radio Show, and boom, there we are.
Yeah, you can watch us live there. There's no archives on
YouTube. And we're on Facebook. We're on Facebook too, on our own page,
and Twitter,
on my page, your page, Rick's page, everybody's page,
and Getter, and you know.
Although I'm not live on my own page right now. I guess this new browser thingy didn't work too good.
Oh, it says you were streamed, hooked up. I don't know.
I'm hooked up, but I'm not. I don't.
Oh no, that you didn't add your channel. You never paired your channel.
I never paired my channel.
You never paired your channel, but that's all right. We'll worry about it just next week. Just share that.
No, I don't have to wait till next week. We have a page called Off the Hook Radio on Facebook.
Oh, you're just gonna share it.
I just go to there.
Let's see.
Go there.
We're not playing on there either.
Why? I'm playing.
I don't know why.
We should be.
We're not playing on there. Oh, now we are.
We are.
It didn't come up.
I'm looking at it.
I shared me.
God, live radio. I mean,
I was just trying to get it right. I've had the camera glitchy problems, and Slim, being our technical expert, told me that Chrome takes up a ton of oomph. And it does. I've got 32 gig of RAM on this computer. It's an Alienware computer. It's a very nice computer. It is about 5 years old, though. And so we're trying to run the streaming stuff through whatever the Microsoft one is called.
Edge.
Yeah. I'm edgy. So it doesn't screw up my computer. So anyway, we'll see if it works. But anyway, we do appreciate everybody for joining us. And the response to our show has been getting better and better, and we appreciate that a whole lot. And one fan decided to send in a clip of them demonstrating their excitement watching our show last week. We want to show that to you right here.
Shake your face. Watch yourself. Shake your face. Show me what you're working. Shake your face.
Appreciate the enthusiasm, man. That was that was dope. Hey, the old man said dope. Yeah, I know. But one of my friends said I can't say it's jiggy with it anymore.
Is that out?
Yeah. Well, first, it's out unless you're non-white.
Oh.
So, all right, that'll be the last time I ever say it, I'm sure. Yeah. So anyway, the rest of you now have a challenge. I want you to send in your happy dance clips to the show. And we will show the world how excited you are watching Off Hook Radio 2.0.
Yeah, and listen, just like America's Funniest Home Videos, if we air your video on our show, we'll send you a t-shirt.
I buy enough t-shirts. Just crazy, go broke buying t-shirts.
Just forward those videos to Zip at ZipAllen.com.
I bought 7 t-shirts in the last 5 weeks.
Well, you have a problem.
You should see my closet.
You have a problem.
I have hardly any room in it now.
Rick, we're going to have to do one of those interventions. Remember that show that was on A&E Intervention for the people with drugs, but his drug is t-shirts.
Hey, well, Brady's gone, so I took my Tampa Bay stuff. I had 2 jerseys and I've got 3 pullovers. And I took the nicest pullover that I might still wear just because it's a cool pullover. Or it's actually a zipper. And I put the other 4 all in 1 wooden hanger. And I created like this much more room in my closet.
Oh,
it was awesome. Eat your heart out. So anyway, we'll show your clips to the world or maybe not. Just depends.
Send them to zip at zipallen.com. We'll check them out.
That's true. I've got my own email.
That's right. That's why I said zip.
It's zipallen at zipallen.com.
No, it's just zip at zipallen.com. Come on. I don't even know his own email address.
Hey, that's why I'm just totally stoked that I'm a .com.
Do you even know how to check your email?
I'm a .com, bitch.
Do you know how to check your email?
No, but I've got you. Hey, Slim, how do I check my email?
Good thing I know your password.
Well, at least one of us does. Anyway, like we said last week, the sniffing cadaver is apparently running for re-election. And pretend Dr. Jill, yeah, that one. Pretend Dr. Jill said he's got a 6-year plan. And I'm like, what? What's his 6-year plan? To stay alive? I mean, is that a plan? Oh. I mean, there's got to be some secret agenda going on just to piss everybody off to achieve their goals. I don't know. I mean, it might be. Demoralized people depend on others. And big government says, depend on me because we're the only choice. It's a depressing way to hold power. And they hate that we're happier than them. But of course we are. We don't hate everyone we don't agree with. And we found this bit of reasoning online. Alan West posted it. I'm not sure who wrote it, but we're going to pop it up here for you because I think it's germane. This person said the Democratic Party is the world's most successful hate group. It attracts poor people who hate rich people, black people who hate white people, gay people who hate straight people, feminists who hate men, environmentalists who hate internal combustion engine, and a lot of bratty college kids who hate their parents. However, the real secret of the party's success is that it attracts the support of journalists who hate Republicans and who therefore work tirelessly to convince the rest of us that we should vote for Democrats. The thing I disagree with in there is that they called them journalists. Yeah. I got a thing here. A friend of mine posted this up, and I just thought this was great. just I'm not going to give you all of them, but I'll just give you a sampling. Who was right? Journalists? Yeah, if you call them that. Versus conspiracy theorists.
Awesome.
I have the t-shirt. I need more conspiracy theories. All my other ones came true. Okay. Hunter's laptop. We were right. Vaccines can be harmful. We were right. The lockdown's going to screw everything up.
We were right.
Ivermectin works.
We were right.
We got banned, but we were right. Hydroxychloroquine works.
Another one.
Face masks are useless. Everybody who said that got banned, even though Fauci said it first, if you remember back at the beginning. Twitter censorship. Yeah, it was happening. Thank you, Elon. Epstein's sex island. Something going on there. They ain't told us yet. The bio labs in Ukraine. That's true. Hunter was trying to make money off of them bitches. Child trafficking, Russiagate, and the fake steel dossier. Every single freaking one of them. The so-called media was very, very wrong.
Yeah, and every one of these was considered a conspiracy theory that we were all, there can't be. No, it never would happen.
You know what? My theory is simple. If the media was actually full of real journalists, 90% of our problems wouldn't exist. But pushing Democratic agenda is all they do. So it's up to us to look, you know, out for reality.
Well, remember, keep in mind that 90% of these journalists, like you said, aren't journalists, because what is every one of these news shows anymore? It's an opinion show. It's not, we don't have Walter Cronkite. We don't have Dan Rathers. We don't have I've said this before. We don't have someone that just delivers the news. We always have deliver the news and give their opinion on what they just
did. And even on the nightly news where they try not to give their opinions.
They still do.
They sneak them in sometimes. The biggest conspiracy theory with them, and the biggest problem that we're facing, people wonder why I'm looking, but the guys are over here, so when I'm talking to them, I'm looking at them, is that the news shows decide what stories are going to do and what stories they won't do. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Mm-hmm. It's lying to you through omission. Mm-hmm. So we'll continue to look for reality, and in that regard, because if Biden runs for re-election, basically this person is running for president because he's a walking cadaver now. He ain't gonna make it 6 years. I mean, come on, seriously. I doubt he'll make it the next two, but we'll see. But here's a side chick instilling confidence in us all that she could step right in.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very important, as you have heard from so many incredible leaders, for us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present, and to be able to contextualize it, to understand where we exist in the history and in the moment as it relates not only to the past, but the future.
It was a little choppy, but we got the point.
That there is no
point. She's an idiot.
Oh, but she's an idiot. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, what the fuck was that? That would get you a D- in 11th
grade. More word
grade,
salad.
11, that's 11th grade lit, a D-. She's 58-year-old vice president of the United States of America. And she at times she makes AOC look bright.
Well, what's bad about her, we either get this, the word salad that makes no sense, or she talks to us like we're 2-year-olds. And that's just as bad when she talks to us like 2-year-olds.
We're going to see the moon with our own eyes. Oh, and the little paid actor kids are sitting there going, Jesus Christ, I ain't paid enough for this. Hey, Rick, your family runs New York. New Jersey.
Oh, that family. Okay.
Yeah, your family.
Okay.
Yeah. Could we dissuade AOC from public office, maybe? Give her a friggin' island somewhere. Don't hurt her. Just send her away.
An island?
Yeah, give her an island. Okay, we don't need this. So with Kamala out there, I feel so much safer that that I can vote for Biden because she's there to back him up.
I don't think she's going to be there to back him up much longer. I told you this on pre-show.
You've got this conspiracy theory.
Well, I
tell him.
I've been saying it right along that I thought AOC was either going to be a president or a vice president nominee. And with her deciding today that she's not going to run for the Senate seat against Gillibrand, I think that's just one step more.
Is a little narcissist 35 yet? She's not 35.
She will be 35 in 2024, which makes her legal to run for president or vice president. Yep. That's why I think this was all been planned since day one. And to not with as much power as she craves to not want to come out of the House and move to the Senate, I think she's looking for the bigger play, which is either president or vice president. And the Dems know they got nothing with Joe. So,
you know, there's a whole lot of us who can afford to live really well in like Guatemala. You don't need much money to live in Guatemala. That would just be the end of everything. As if Biden isn't dumb enough. I mean, he picked the only person dumber than him in the Senate to run as vice president. Well, maybe not. You still got that woman from Hawaii. So it was neck and neck between her and Camel Toe or Kamala or whatever the fuck she's calling herself these days. So I don't know. We do have, I almost forgot. We have breaking news. We have breaking news that's enabled us came to us from the so-called media. This is breaking news, people. Here it is. Big time news. The official stance of the media is Biden administration now blames the Trump administration for the Biden administration.
Yep.
See, so if you don't like Biden, it's Trump's fault. Everything is Trump's fault, including those shitty commercials he runs about DeSantis, but we'll get to those another show. So we're going to pause right here. We're going to get your minds relaxed because we got the big stuff coming up next. So here's a musical interlude for you. And chubby dog owners, and you know who you are, please pay attention.
Tumble out of bed and we're ready for a nibble. All we get is dry dog kibble. That ain't enough to keep a mutt alive. We glare at mum, we whine and we beg as she fries up sausage, bacon and egg. How honestly do we doggos even thrive? Fed at 9 and 5, they scoff breakfast, lunch and dinner, chocolate in between. They're not getting any thinner, we don't want to judge or even start a riot. If you shared with us, it would help you with your diet.
There you go. Become a thin dog owner. Feed the mutt.
My poor little puppy.
I could never say no to my dogs, man. Slim, are you tough or are you easy?
I'm easy on the dogs. My dog gets it every time the dog comes in. He gets a treat. He knows it, so he goes outside 100 times a day so he can get 100 treats. I mean,
I could be sitting there eating filet mignon, and I'm accidentally dropping bites to both dogs or all three dogs or every dogs are there.
We're the same.
Yeah,
love the dogs.
So anyway, as usual here at All Talk Radio 2.0, we do try to see things from both points of view, and then we make a decision. And in this case, the decision of the show is officially the dogs win. Feed your dogs. Okay. So back to the election. We thought we'd continue to bring you the opinions of the people to you directly, because we are certain that Mr. 81 million votes will call everyone on the other side white supremacists and racists. So we got a few white supremacists and racists to show you what they think of Mr. Biden. Here we go.
Free Trump, man.
Man, free Trump, man. It's a witch hunt. We don't even know what he did. They're just making stuff up. Free Trump 2024.
2024 Trump all the way.
If Donald Trump was here right now, what would you tell him?
That's my guy. Tell him to roll up. Come hit this spliff. He's the truth.
If Joe Biden was here right now, what would you tell him?
F*** him.
Why?
He's a bad president.
I love Donald Trump. Donald Trump dropped that bad, that good chicken. Good chicken, yeah. That's why I want Donald Trump back, man. They need to put Donald Trump back in there. Joe Biden.
Trump or DeSantis?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I quit Trump, to be honest with you. Bro, for real, Trump really did this shit. And I like him because he's about money. It wasn't about no politics. He wanted to make America great again through Trump. You know what Trump did for us?
If Donald Trump was here right now, what would you tell him?
Run for president.
You vote for him?
I will vote for him. He was a good president.
These white supremacists, they just can't contain themselves.
Horrible, you know? People.
Now, I love that because, you know, it's hard to say, you know, because I don't know every black person in America, certainly. But the folks that I do know, very few of them are very far left of center. I mean, there are, you know, one of my best friends votes Democrat. I know that's no big deal. You know, he's still one of my best friends, but he's not a wacko liberal. You know, black people go to church more than white people do. You know, so you know they tend to have really solid sense of family and something extra in their hearts, and they're waking up and realizing that white liberals telling them that they love them doesn't do them any damn good, does it? I mean, what did Trump say when he ran in 16? Right? What the hell you got to lose? You know. And I think a lot of people woke up and realized they do have a lot to lose because we're losing it now. Mm-hmm. So anyway, obviously they don't make white supremacists like they used to. So we're going to go back to this guy. Yeah, there he is. I'm taking two questions. Please write them down for me in advance.
With pictures.
I can't remember two things.
That was so bad.
Yeah, no, it is. But I mean, that's what we're dealing with. We've got a total imbecile. And what are they out there? They're paying kids on YouTube to go, if you're not for Biden, you're against America. He's done more for this country than any president ever, ever, ever. Where'd you get your check from, kid? A foundation of liberals who support anybody but Trump? Well, they're paying me. I got to say this stupid shit. I'm an influencer. You know, I saw this one kid on TV. It was just pathetic. And get a haircut too, you little bitch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're gonna leave your hair like that, at least put it in the back and make it into a hair penis. Okay, no man buns. Don't be no sissy wuss with a man bun. Do the hair penis. Remember the hair penis from last week?
If you give me a second, I can show them the hair penis from last week.
Oh, I don't want to go back and watch last week's show too, but yeah, show them the hair penis.
Well, give me a second.
Okay.
It's coming.
It's worth the wait, people. If you missed last week's show, there you go. Darwin Nunez, Liverpool. He said, screw the man buns. I'm heterosexual. I'm doing a hair penis. Anyway, we want to know which mean white supremacist racist person impersonated Joe Biden better. So we've got two options for you tonight. I want you to watch carefully because both of these are brilliant. It's going to be a tough choice. And you are going to have to vote on this. Okay. We'll tell you what number to mark on your ballots and stuff. But Rick, are the polls open yet?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the ballot counters are in Maricopa County, Arizona. So we won't have the results until next July, but we're waiting.
Well, at least we'll have them by July.
Yeah.
Why'd we get them? Because they're cheap.
Probably.
Yeah. They'll sell ballots for anybody. Anyway. Okay. That's good. Anyway, here's the first white supremacist, racist Biden impersonation on your ballot. Mark box one.
You say your mental focus is.
Oh, it's focused. I have trouble even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly. I mean, it's just not, I haven't observed anything in terms of.
Oh, that guy's good, man. That guy is so good. Oh, man. I thought that was brilliant. And in case you missed it, he does like four or five prop things here. Let's just run through one more time.
Okay.
You say your mental focus is?
Oh, it's focused. I have trouble even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly. I mean, it's just not, I haven't observed anything in terms of.
That guy's good, man. I got to follow him. Oh, man. All right. So on your ballot, this is the second contender. Okay. Now we're not going to have you mark number two on your ballot because that number is the sole possession of Biden and his issues. Right, Pope? Anyway, I tell you what, for this one, if you like this one better than the first one, although that first one's going to be hard to beat, if you like this one better, mark your ballot with number 47. Here we go.
You'd think at least one time you'd get up and say, I'm running for president. Where am I going? Where the hell am I going? I want to get out. Oh, no, over there, over there.
God, he's such a narcissist, but he is funny.
He is funny.
Yeah. Did you hear yesterday? I think it was. He's at the golf club, and some young man walked up to him with a Donald Trump T-shirt on, big picture of his face, and it said the handsomest man in the world or something like that on it. Which, you know, okay, fine, whatever. Not at 76, but he was a good looking guy when he was younger, but. This dude explained to the Trump, because Trump, you know, sees a guy with a picture of him on his chest, and the narcissist in him kicks in. He goes right over to him to talk. He talked to this kid for like 15 minutes, at least 10, and found out that this kid's been wearing a Donald Trump shirt every day for the last like 5 years or something like that. And so Trump thought all this was cool. So
he's got a stink.
No, different ones. He's got a closet like mine, except for instead of funny shirts, it's all Trump.
It's all Trump shirts. I know. I was just being an asshole.
You're very good at that.
I try.
That's why I love you, Slim. So Trump signs a hat for him and stuff, and did some other things to him for him, and you know. But I mean, come on, he's a narcissist. And you know, he's mean as fuck, but he is funny, and he was right on the big issues. So I'm definitely on the fence on him, but I just wish he would be a little nicer. Anyway, so I think both of them are great. So mark your ballot with number one for the black white supremacist, and mark your ballot with 47 for the orange haired white supremacist. Okay. I think they're both great. And let's just sum up Biden's campaign with a real quick video metaphor. Yeah, because that's about where it looks like it's going. Doesn't mean he's going to lose.
Pretty much.
But that's where it's going. So the corruption of what a child is or should be exposed to took another hit this week. And no, we're not going there. This is different. This was at the Bronx Zoo in front of a school's educational trip to the zoo. And parents, this is why you should never volunteer to chaperone. Well, the gorillas started doing the nasty right in front of the kids at the zoo. I mean, look at that dude's hair, man. He looks like Fabio, you know. He's got some glutes on him there, don't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're nice people here because we actually had the video of this, but we think this pics plenty.
Yeah, we didn't need to put the video up there.
Yeah, shut up, you perverts. Rick, don't complain. I told you I would send you the video in an email.
Okay. I'll show him the picture one more time just to, you know.
Right. I have to hold you until after the show, but I'll send you the clip.
Thank you.
And I want to deprive you of your, you know, whatever floats your boat, baby.
I'm floating nothing.
But I mean, after that, I mean, put that back up one more time, Slim.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, you can't? All right, never mind. I'm just thinking that AOC would probably be pushing for gorillas to start doing kitty story time. Or Kevin Bacon. Did you see Kevin Bacon and his wife? Okay, I know his wife's a liberal. And he's left of center. There you go. But Kevin Bacon always seemed like a, you know, like a Matthew McConaughey kind of liberal. Like, he's moderate on like most things, but he won't go to Republican, you know, or can't go there. Yeah. But him and his wife did some TikTok dance video with t-shirts on, rooting for drag queen story hours and stuff. It's like, I mean, you know, Kevin Bacon, I know you lost a shitload of money. I found out this afternoon, I forgot what it was, but somebody reminded me this afternoon, it was the Bernie Madoff thing. Kevin Bacon had a lot of money invested with Bernie Madoff. So when that all went to hell, 10, 12 years ago, he lost a fortune. So I don't know what he's doing, but, you know, promoting drag queen's story hour is probably not the way to get your career back on track there, Kev. Oh, anyway. I've got another piece of evidence here that sending your kids to college is pretty much a total waste anymore. You remember the guy that we had last week complaining about his menstrual cramps? Yeah. Well, I might guess this guy might have gone to college at Emerson, because Emerson College, where your kids get overcharged to go to a little liberal school. They added period products to men's restrooms, meeting groups, demands for menstrual equity.
But they,
you know when this shit ends?
It's not gonna.
No. This shit ends when men can actually get periods. 28 days after it starts, it's over. We're done. Men would never go through this on purpose.
Killing me. See, now I have to pull up my one meme of the week.
Why?
Because there it is. This is the perfect opportunity to use my
that's
meme. Why, of the,
that's where that joke got in my head.
My meme of the week.
That joke got in my head, and that's where I got it from.
That's okay. At least I have another meme of the week. So,
and I'm glad I stole it from you. It was a good one. Emerson College. I mean, you know, send your kids to a trade school, man. You know, watch Dirty Jobs. Uh-oh. Phone ringing. Is something getting robbed? One of your businesses? Know. We had that happen live on the show one time. The burglar alarms went off at Slim's business. No, we're good?
We're good.
Okay. All right. Nobody's trying to steal donuts.
Nope, we're good.
Taking apples.
No.
Not yet.
No.
I know when it's apple time, because I don't hear from Slim for 2 days.
This is true.
He gets down there and drives around his little forklift and moves apples all over the place for like 48 hours.
I do.
Yeah. So, you know, you guys know I have a strange mind. Anybody watches the show knows I have a strange mind. I sit around and I wonder about so many different unexplained things that go on in the world. And one of them is like fingernails. I mean, what the hell is that all about?
They're there to pick your nose. You can reach right up in there and pull it out.
They serve no purpose.
Yes, they do. When you got that one that's really stuck.
Look, if you didn't have fingernails, back scratchers would have been invented a long time ago. Here, wait. I've got one.
Ooh. But it doesn't have any fingernails.
It's a good one. Oh, see?
That is a nice one. That's nicer than mine.
It's like the Terminator. Yeah, anyway. No, I saw that on Ted Lasso. Because there's eight people watching that said, he got that from Ted Lasso. Yes, I did. I like Ted Lasso. It's funny. So for sports fans, and I know you two aren't, but well, we do have sports fans that watch. This is the second best thing I saw this week. This isn't the best thing. That'll come at the end of the show. But if you remember the Bills-Bengals Thursday night game last season where DeMar Hamlin's heart stopped, the Bengals were ahead early in the game. They'd been on a roll. They'd been kicking ass. And they were at home, okay? But the game was never made up. So the Bengals had one less game and the Bills had one less game. And the NFL decided a coin flip would decide home field advantage since Cincy played one last game. Well, it turns out they beat Baltimore and it didn't matter and everything. But a coin flip for home field advantage in a playoff game to go to the Super Bowl is like, you know, that's kind of bullshit. So at the NFL draft this week, a fan given the opportunity to troll the biggest sports league in the world in front of 125,000 people live. Well, maybe not that many on, it was on day three. So maybe 60,000 live and maybe 15 million on TV. He did not screw up. This is the, since he's fan of the year, giving it to the NFL.
It is an honor and a privilege to be chosen the Cincinnati Bengals fan of the year. And I would like to thank the NFL, the Cincinnati Bengals, and my incredible wife, Shelly, for this opportunity. I hope every one of you get the opportunity to do this. It's incredible. Now, before further ado, it's heads. AFC, pack your bags. You're coming to the city by the river. Who day? And this next gentleman is going to get us there with the 131st pick in the 2023 NFL draft. The Cincinnati Bengals select wide receiver Charlie Jones from Purdue. Who day? Who day? Who they think going to beat them Bengals? Who day? Who day? Who they think going to beat them Bengals?
Fan of the year comes with props and picks.
Bait and switched everybody.
I mean,
came in nice. Hit him with the niceties.
Thanks, NFL. Greatly appreciate it. Let's talk about something that you really didn't want to do, but you had to do. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's talk about Charlie Jones.
Whoa. Where the hell did all the rest of that come from?
I guess I didn't realize I was supposed to cut the clip all the way at the end there.
Well, yeah, that's all right. But you could hear the guys on NFL Network going, because they know that was like a, if you're not a sports fan, fine. But if you're an NFL fan, you know, that was an epic troll. That was Snarkmageddon right there. That was beautiful. And now it's time for drum roll.
We do. I don't know when it stops, but we got one. It's still going.
It's like that damn clip.
It's a fucking long
one.
I'll stop it.
We screwed up the clip. We screwed up the drum roll. We're on a roll. This is Off the Hook Radio 2.0 Stupid Criminal of the Week. This guy's from Texas. This is Eric Aguirre. Eric Aguirre did a bad, bad thing last week. He left his date, killed a parking lot scammer, and then he returned to the restaurant. He killed a guy named Elliot Nix. He found out that he'd been scammed out of $40 by a fake parking attendant. This was this dude's first date with this lady. So they drove separately, and they met there, and this fake parking lot attendant was saying it was $20 to park. So, you know, he's the dude's first date. Shut up, feminist. He paid the guy $20 for her car, $20 for his car. Then they go in the restaurant and they find out that the waiter said, I hope that guy didn't scam you out there. He does that a lot. Well, Mr. Aguirre got pissed off. So he went outside, he retrieved a gun from his car and chased the guy down, murdered him, and then he returned to the restaurant for dinner. He faces murder charges in the death of the 46-year-old Elliot Nix. Judge set his bond at $200,000. He's 29 years old, and he told his date that everything is fine. He just scared the man after he returned to Rodeo Goat Restaurant. There's your first mistake, Aguirre, going to
Rodeo Goat. Must steer clear of that place.
Yeah. So they started walking the table, but then they left to eat someplace else after Aguirre looked uncomfortable. Yeah, well, you just killed a guy. It's kind of hard to keep your shit together after you murder somebody, unless you're a professional.
I'm waiting. No.
I'm pointing at you.
Over there.
There's the professionals.
Nah. Yeah, well, come on. The apple don't fall far from the tree.
Watch it, Mr. Apple.
What TV show were you on, Rick?
The one he just had on.
What's it called, Rick?
Sopranos.
The Sopranos. What's The Sopranos about, Rick? The mob.
Nice family that runs a nice business.
A garbage. Yeah. Don't they own a garbage company? Yeah, they're a garbage company.
They just do the garbage. Come on. Yeah. It's just the garbage. Yeah. 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 Why, and ladies and gentlemen, why do you think Rick got hired? Because his real family said, you hire him. You hire the boy. You give the boy a good job. So he got a SAG card and nobody's got the balls to take it away from him.
Of course not. I pay for it every year.
Yeah, so this guy, Aguirre, there's a picture of him with his date.
I'll give you another picture.
Yeah. Yeah, he wore a hat for his date, a ball cap for his date. And I'm looking at her and she don't look too terrible. She's kind of short. But I guess that's his last date with her.
Huh.
I hope he got laid. He's probably too nervous. Anyway, he's got witnesses. There's cameras out there. He grabbed the pistol out of the car in front of a bunch of people and cameras, chased after the guy. Everybody saw him. They went out of the view, but everybody heard the gunshot, you know, and then he nonchalantly walks back to his car with his gun in his hand. Hmm. So this guy, show him again.
Oh, yeah, we can show him again.
Stupid criminal of the week. Well earned, Mr. Aguirre. Moron. Jesus Christ. I mean, there's not too many good reasons to kill somebody. No. Not very many at all. You know, I remember that guy in the airport. It's an old video clip. You can look it up. There's the guy that raped and murdered his daughter, was caught out of state and they flew him back in. And the father was like over by the payphones. This is how old this was, 20 years ago. He's over by the payphones with a ball cap pulled down over his head. So, and as the marshals are walking the murderer guy through the airport, he just turns around and popped him. I would never voted to convict that man. No, but it not too often, especially not over $40, asshole. Mm-hmm. So, and of course we are, what's the word? Vigilant.
Yeah.
Diligent.
Diligent.
Virgil. At Virgil. I don't know what Virgil came from. We scour the world. We try to bring important stories that the media always misses. And we come across some, but well, we didn't come, but never mind. Just put it up. So. Yeah. This is the amazing invention of the week. The weed pipe. That's also a dildo. In the highly subjective review of a hybrid weed pipe and sex toy, the aptly named Peter Piper Pecker Puffer. Now, Slim, I think you figured out how this is supposed to work.
I think you're supposed to put it in, light it up, and blow the smoke in. I don't know. This is I'm not sure.
Blow the smoke in or who?
I think, I don't know. This is strange. I haven't quite figured this out. I'm going to have to order one of these, get it here, and figure out what its purpose is, because this doesn't really make that much sense to me. I mean,
it's a Peter Piper Pecker Puffer.
It's got to have some sort of practical use, or just they wouldn't have invented it. So
it's a weed pipe that's also a dildo.
I know, but there's got to be more to it. There's got to be some reason. It's got to be more to it.
It's like the floor cleaner. That's also a toothpaste.
Yeah. Oh. This is. I need to get me a hold of one of these. At least for the weed pipe part.
Okay, take it. Yes, we're a bunch of sick effers. I'm sorry, people. But it was, it's an amazing invention. We just thought we'd share. All right. So we got another story here for you, going with tonight's theme, this week in white privilege. Here's our white privilege pick. The black BLM activist on the right, her name is Zaina, which is not how you spell it, but that's okay. I used to have a puppy dog named Zaina. Zaina means beautiful in Arabic. Zaina Bryant, she falsely accused a white girl at the University of Virginia named Morgan Bettinger of wanting to run over BLM protesters while her car was surrounded by a mob at a BLM protest in the summer of 2020. In other words, she was scared to death for her life, and she tried to get through the crowd, and she was accused of trying to run them over. She was formally sanctioned by University of Virginia, expelled in abeyance from the university. But two separate investigations concluded a year later. See, like the media is wrong on everything. That it never happened. Zaina went on to a successful career with glowing profiles in media outlets, while Morgan's life was completely destroyed, including her plan to attend law school. This also came 6 years after her father, a former police officer, died of cancer. Put your picture back up. That girl on the left, her life is ruined because the fat one on the right.
Hey. Oh, you can't say.
Oh,
that.
I'm sorry. What is it when you call somebody fat? Like if you call somebody old, that's ageist. If you call them fat, what is that? Miss Piggy-ish?
Yeah.
I'm sorry I was Miss Piggy-ish. I apologize to all our sensitive viewers. Fuck her. Get her out of here.
I'll get her out of here. Bitch. Goodbye.
So yeah. So people out there, explain to me how that white privilege thing works again, will you? And for those of you wondering why Donald J. Trump has had open season on Ron DeSantis for the last few months, this I didn't know, and apparently nobody in the media bothered looking it up either, like normal, because they didn't care. Ron DeSantis couldn't declare he was going to run until this week.
Because they had to pass a law in Florida.
Yeah.
That's the reason he couldn't declare it, because didn't Florida have to pass a law?
Yeah, apparently the media didn't know. I didn't know. I've only lived here 7 years. I don't know everything. But it changes the state's resign to run law and places more restrictions on voter registration groups. That's the bill that passed. DeSantis has to sign into law, which he hadn't done as of yesterday. But
he will if he's going to run.
He's traveling. He'll be back. But he'll sign into law, and then he can run without having to resign as governor, because nobody wants him to resign as governor. But I did not know that. He could not declare his candidacy while still in office in Florida. So I'm sure my Florida friends have lived here all their life going, Zip, you're a dumbass. Okay.
Sometimes. Yeah, but nobody else has picked up on that either, like you pointed out. Nobody in the media, nobody at all.
Oh, we know they're dumbasses.
Right.
People just don't expect it out of me.
And don't they all have to have certain paperwork into place before they can, you know, announce certain things? And, you know, I mean, well,
exploratory committee and all those kind of things. But there's PACs that are putting out commercials and stuff on his behalf now that say DeSantis 2024. He's definitely running. How's he going to do against the narcissist in chief? I have no idea. But all these people that are just saying DeSantis is no good, DeSantis is no good. Well, what if Donald J. Trump loses the civil suit on the rape that's going on right now, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's only so many bricks of shit that you can pile up until one of them actually sticks to the fucking wall.
Well, there's another.
You know, if something sticks on him, DeSantis is your only option.
Yeah. Well, and here's something else that you got to put into play too, that people haven't, some people may have heard this, but others haven't. Bernie, for the first time in forever, is not going to run. So that's not going to take away from some of the votes on the left that Biden loses because they go to Bernie. So what does this do with Bernie out of?
Oh, that's only primary.
And no, he says he's not running.
No, but I mean, that's only in the primary.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You're right. You're right. Well, he ran as an independent.
No, he didn't. Rob, he says he's an independent, but he runs as a Democrat. He was at the Democratic National Convention. He's running as he was trying to get the Democratic nomination for president. He's an independent socialist is what he is, which basically socialist is what the Democrats have just renamed their party.
Well, but hasn't he been on every presidential ticket that we voted for?
You've never voted for him except for in a primary, and you don't vote in the Democratic primary, so you've never voted for him. But
I
anyway,
voted for him anyways.
No, but DeSantis is going to run, and but Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running against Biden. He has declared, he has filed his paperwork and stuff. He wants to be on the ballots in all the primary states, and he's polling about 15%, which is pretty good. And ABC censored him on an interview with him this week. I mean, we talk about doing the dirty work for the cadaver in chief. Hmm. You know, Kennedy's views on COVID are very much like ours. And the things that I read earlier, the journalists, so-called journalists, have been so wrong on for the last couple of years. Kennedy thinks it's a bad idea too. He thinks it's horrible to push this on kids and all those kind of things, which makes him a very moderate person in the Democratic Party. ABC censored all that stuff from his interview. They clipped it out. They wouldn't show it. So they're doing Biden's dirty work for him already. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. So anyway, we got a follow up on Tucker. This is from Sky News, and Sky News is part of the Murdoch News family. They've got Sky News in Britain and Sky News in Australia, which is their home country. Is this a good reason to let your best host go? Fox News sister company Sky News Australia claims Tucker was fired for thinking he was bigger than the network. Andrew Bolt says CEO Lachlan Murdoch made the decision, which contradicts U.S. sources claiming Rupert made the call. All right. So we might want to remind the Murdoch boys that your ways aren't how Dad made all that money that you've been living high on the hog off of for the last 40 years, 35 years. And Tucker is bigger than you. He had 3 million viewers a night. And he posted on Twitter the other day after he was gone. And his 2-minute clip on Twitter got 80 million views from his clip.
Yeah, just from his. Not to mention everybody else had downloaded it and re-uploaded it as their own and shared it as well. So, I mean, this thing's got well over 120 million views, guaranteed.
All right. So, basically, 1/3 the population of the United States has seen Tucker's 2-minute clip. And, I mean, they aren't all United States. I'm sure people in the other parts of the world watch it, too. And he thinks he's bigger than Fox News. He's the best thing you fucking had, you idiots. You know, and then they let out this little film clip that was captured like on the set area, but not while they were doing the show. And they release it to Media Matters and the New York Times. Gee, those conservative bastions of news. Mm-hmm. By they, I mean Fox News Channel, which means Lachlan Murdoch probably authorized the release. And it was Tucker on the set, pissed off, bitching at management, like we told you about last week. You know, he bitched at management and emails and texts and stuff, and he was going to have to testify in the Dominion voting thing. You know, Tucker cursed. And he made some joke about some guy's girlfriend or something.
Oh, he just said some guy's girlfriend was yummy, and then he said, fuck Fox News or something like that. I mean, I saw
it. Girlfriend's yummy. Well, that woman I told you about last week that's suing Tucker for an unsafe workplace, that's the kind of thing she's talking about. He told somebody that works with him, your girlfriend's yummy. That's the boss just said something nice. Dudes take that as a big compliment, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, I take it as a compliment.
Hell yeah.
But if a woman heard him say it, then it's all of a sudden.
Oh, sex. Then it's horrible. Yeah. Oh, pay me money. My feelings were. Mm-hmm. I never had to hear this stuff when I went to Vassar. It's an all-girls school for those of you in Rio Linda. Anyway. I was just wondering if the Murdoch boys ever heard the term, don't bite the hand that feeds you. I don't think they did.
No. So, they're going to find out the hard way.
So, you know, releasing that crap doesn't help make them look better. It doesn't return their audience. Matter of fact, I've got the updates. Now, we've got a Megyn Kelly clip here, but I've got the updates for the full week. 47% down in the APM hour. Surprised it's that much. But Kilmeade was on last week. A lot of people like Kilmeade. Lawrence Jones is on this week, and it'll go down. He's not very popular, at least not compared to Kilmeade. He's good, but he's not popular. 16% down in the total day. So 16% of their business, their viewers,
went somewhere else.
And 32% in prime time where they get most of their ad revenue. Okay. So it's not good. And we've got Megyn Kelly here. You know, obviously she would love to have that 8 p.m. time slot. I don't think it'll happen, but I don't know.
What else?
Maybe the only reason she left was because of O'Reilly. Which time slot did she have when she left?
9 o'clock, didn't she?
Greta had the 7.
She had the 9 o'clock.
Yeah. And Hannity was 10 or something like that. But anyway, she might want to come back. But here's what she said on our podcast explaining how bad Fox News Channel is doing now.
Shocking to me. They got 1.33 million. That was below the 7 p.m., below the 6 p.m. And compare it with Tucker's the previous week of 3 million. 3 million down to 1.3 million in a week's time. It's absolutely stunning. In the key demo, the previous week, Tucker had gotten 357,000 in the key audience demo. The 8 p.m. now, 124,000. 124 down from almost 400,000. They lost again to CNN and MSNBC. The 8 p.m. is now losing to Anderson Cooper and Chris Hayes. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
If you're losing to Anderson Cooper, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, the cool thing about the big shows on Fox News Channel is that Fox News Channel would do more than CNN and MSNBC combined in many of their time slots. Tucker was one of them, and they're losing. Now, she was talking about the very first night after he got fired, they were down like 70%, but for the week, it was only 43. And I say that was because it was Kilmeade. And, you know, frankly, there isn't. It's springtime. So what happens in springtime? You know, TV series are all wrapping up. They're ending and stuff. And there's nothing to friggin' watch unless you watch sports. So fortunately, I watched the film.
Well, and I think a lot of people, not only you hit it with people do like Kilmeade, but I think a lot of people tuned in to see how the show was going to start. You know, what was actually, you know, what
it 3.5 seconds. Yeah.
We
played that for you last week, yeah, too. So you people should be here every week.
That's right.
I don't know. I got just a quick pet peeve. I'll just run through it quick. What's with these streaming services? And I mean, I subscribed to pretty much all of them.
Me too.
You know, I mean, not Disney because fuck you. And but I do have ESPN Plus because it's where the fights are. And I don't do Hulu because I don't need Hulu. But I've got all the other ones. I got Paramount and Peacock and HBO Max and what else? Everything else. Major League Baseball. I'll have NFL Sunday Ticket again on YouTube this year. So these streaming services are cool. And some of them I do get to watch sports. But there's a lot of them I watch the shows on them. But one of the things that pisses me off about them is it just fucks up my life. They used to put these new shows out and you could binge watch them. You know, like Netflix.
The
whole damn season out at once. All right. And these assholes are going week to week to week to week. You know, stay tuned for the next Star Trek Picard next Thursday.
This is how they keep you guys paying.
If I'm going to watch Star Trek Picard, I want to watch all 8 of them in a weekend. Just leave me alone, or 10, wherever many there are. But by the way, season 3 is a hell of a lot better than season 2. Season 2 totally blew. I mean, a friend of mine's on BritBox. Okay, you've heard of that, right? BritBox streaming service. You used to see all the British shows.
Oh, okay.
A lot of detective shows and things like that. They're kind of cool. BritBox on some of their shows has 2 weeks in between an episode coming up.
No, well, but think about
it. I can't take that stuff. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, but think about something. When you have a show like Stranger Things, that's one of Netflix's hugest shows, or you know, take that for example. If they put out one episode at a time instead of one episode a week, you would get people that would have to subscribe longer to be able to watch the series if that's all they want to do is watch, you know, subscribe to watch Stranger Things. If they put, you know, if they give you the whole season all at once, they subscribe for 1 month, they binge watch Stranger Things, cancel their Netflix subscription until next year when the next season comes out, and then they subscribe for 1 month. This way they drag out your subscription. It's smart on their behalf. Sorry.
You really piss me off sometimes.
Sorry.
So you come here and you make a cogent, reasonable argument.
That's why they're doing it. They realize too many people.
I want to binge this stuff. That's all I'm saying. Let me binge.
Me too. I'm the same way. I want to binge watch it too, but they're starting. What I've seen, a lot of networks are giving you like two or three episodes and then they, you know, there's a break. But now it's starting to do what you said, one episode, you know, and then you got a week.
They did it with Tulsa on Paramount. You know, I wanted to see Tulsa. Well, I would watch Tulsa once a month because I want to watch three or four of them in a row. You know. Anyway, Slim, since I screwed up your other meme, that's okay.
Well, we got
the show's meme of the week can be yours too.
No. I still have a meme. So here we go. Okay. I still have my own meme. So here's the show meme.
Here's our show meme. I know we didn't go into this subject tonight, but this meme was too good not to use. In the 80s, kids look back. I can't believe I had that hair. 2000s, you look back on your life and I can't believe I dressed like that. And the 2020 kids are going to look back and go, I can't believe I cut my tits off.
It is true. All right. Here's your zip.
Oh, this is dedicated to my son and my cool as hell daughter-in-law. If my son ever asked me, Dad, how will I know she's the right one? Just look at this picture. You'll know, son, except for she'll have blonde hair. But that's my daughter-in-law right there. She's a badass. Love her.
Rick, here you go.
Yeah. And they are kangaroos. Just deer that have been to prison. I mean, going as a deer, you work out for a couple of years, and you look like that.
Damn, that's right. Exactly what it looks like. That's one badass.
That deer been pumping some iron, man. Yeah.
I would not want to fuck with that kangaroo. They're nasty. They are.
Oh no, they are. They I've seen them whack people and just knock them the fuck out.
Yeah, they are fucking nasty.
I have nothing else to do but watch YouTube clips some days. I've seen it.
All right, I'm glad I was prepared with a second one. So when you think you're a woman, you catch your dick in your zipper.
We've all made that face, Slim. I'm sorry.
Oh,
we have, oof. Right?
It's
not just me.
It is not just you.
Rick, ouch!
You've snagged the little salami.
When I was younger.
Okay. When you're younger.
Yeah.
Were you saying the salami was bigger then, or what?
No.
You were dumber.
Let's see. Remember, I don't know. Just when I was young, I became after the. You only do it once, you know that, right?
And then you don't do it again. Then you make sure you tuck that sucker back in. Unteam that in twice.
You
won't do it a third.
One time it was the sausage, the other time it was the eggs.
Ooh, that's just as bad. Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, the eggs was worse.
I've seen the Facebook meme with the one that got tangled up in the zipper. Ooh. I got thrown in Facebook jail. That
was a really dumb thing to forget to put away before you zipped. Anyway. Yeah. That's way too much information I shared with the whole world. Jesus God, I'll never hear the end of this one.
Oh, that's
awesome. So let's see.
That's it. We are done.
Show meme.
Yeah, we did them.
We did them.
Oh, wow, where have you been?
19 things seems to be changing. That's one we just did. Okay. Well, I was reading my notes. I have notes here. Usually on the meme thing, I don't have to have notes.
Yeah, well, we're up to this. So okay. If you don't have it already, download it. Zone Out Radio. It is the commercial-free music app, 24/7 commercial-free music. Download it and put it on your phone. You can listen to music whenever you want. And if you weren't paying attention earlier, subscribe to us on Rumble so you can watch the podcast. Rumble.authorradio.com.
Yeah, you got your dick caught in your zipper and you missed that part. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Put a little salve on it, okay? Yeah.
There you go. That's all I got.
Joe, how would Joe Pesci sound if he caught his dick in a zipper?
Oh, how would he sound? Oh, that hurts. We're not going to do it this thing over here.
Very good, sir. Oh, God. All right. Now we're going to close with the sweetest thing I saw this week. And actually, I saw it like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we've been saying that.
It lost out that week. The puppies are singing or something. I don't know. But not this week. So here's Pop-Pop and the Twins. And good night, everybody. Thanks for watching.
Good night.
Good night.